This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you can join us on the radio here and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We're going back to the phones and the fun. Coming up, more from Daryl's story about disavowed science. Science that... isn't really science at all, as we were finding out, and that scientists have essentially said, yeah, this is bunk. This stuff should not be accepted in court, but yet they continue to accept these things. You'll tell us more about that on the way, but we've got Will Coley on the line with us from Muslims for Liberty, muslims4liberty.org. He's the host of Call to Freedom, which is the Sunday night show on LRN.FM. It follows Free Talk Live from 10 to midnight Eastern Time. So, Will, welcome back to Free Talk Live. What were you calling about tonight?
Well, actually, I had been giving you guys weekly updates and didn't call last week to give you the update that we had finally hit $6,000, which is the magic number for moving.
Oh.
The magic number to move is 6,000. The magic number to be able to finish the first phase of the remodel project is 11,000.
I see.
Then we have a second phase of the remodel project that will probably cost us an additional $15,000 to $20,000. That's about 2 years down the line.
Got it. All right. So you've already got big plans for the mosque that you're planning to build in Keene, New Hampshire. The first, what did you describe it as? Full time or full service? How did you describe the mosque?
Both, full time and full service. Most of the community, I've actually got a chance to speak with local Muslims there in the Keene and the Brattleboro area.
Mm-hmm.
And they rent a room on Friday for a few hours to go and have congregational prayer once a week.
Hmm.
And that's their mosque.
That's it.
So what we will be providing is 5 prayers a day at the mosque. You can come to the mosque at 3:30 in the morning if that's when the first prayer of the day is, or you can be there at 11 o'clock at night to come
in
for
community
prayer.
When are you going to sleep?
Do what?
When are you going to sleep?
Apparently from 11 p.m. to 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, this is basically, I mean, you've got a family, but, I mean, are you going to be the, what's the word, imam?
Imam.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, for now, at least. Mm-hmm. Until we can find somebody to hire that I like better.
I see. All right. So 5 times a day, and that's down from 50, as I recall, in the Quran. When Muhammad is kind of going on some sort of spiritual journey of some sort, meets with God, and God actually tells him he wants 50 prayers a day, and Muhammad's like, no, we got to do less than that. People are busy. And so he basically had to, like, negotiate
with
God.
We got stuff to do.
He talked him down. He talked down God from 50 prayers a day to 5. Isn't that right? Is that pretty much the story?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
But we'll be offering that. We'll also offer, during Ramadan, and the mosque will be open for the full Ramadan service, which basically means 24 hours a day for 30 days. We'll have area for people to come and eat and break fast together. We're also putting a nursery in. I actually just went and spent about $1,000 over the last 2 days purchasing stuff to outfit the nursery, the children's area. So we're working on it. We're well on our way to getting it done. We've got a few more donors. I spoke to one of the guys there. They're absolutely elated in the Keene area, the Muslims that live there, because they've tried to establish a religious center like this on more than one occasion, and it's never been able to come to fruition because of financial issues.
Hmm. Well, there probably aren't that many of them, I would imagine, and so it can be hard to put together.
How many are we talking about here? Are we talking a handful, dozens?
Less now than when they first started trying 3 years ago. The imam from Keene now lives in Arkansas. They have no imam. The community is just a group of Muslims now. So there's no real community leadership or anything in the area. And we're kind of basically coming in and saying, look, you guys have been trying to have this. Here it is. And they're all very, very excited about the opportunity. And there's a chance that we may be able to do the phase two remodel within the first year, because they may have the funding for that already sitting there. It just depends on how it kind of pans out. If that community, that small community sees enough of the leadership in that community sees a good thing in this, what we're doing, and they come over and they bring that funding with them, then mm-hmm. we'll be expanding very quickly.
And so right now you're doing a Launch Good fundraiser. What's the easiest way for people to get a link there? I know I put a link up in the Free Keen article. If somebody wants to go and check that out, it's still fairly fresh over at Free Keen.
You can Google Launch Good New Hampshire. We're literally the only... We're literally the only fundraiser in New Hampshire the site right now.
Now, interestingly, and you didn't plan this, but even though you're planning to open the very first full-time mosque in New Hampshire, it actually looks like it's going to be in competition or friendly competition with a mosque that they're building or they're going to be putting online in Concord as well. So it appears that there's similar plans afoot elsewhere.
I actually spoke the sheikh that I study with, Sheikh Hassan Leshet. He used to live in Manchester about 6 years ago, and that's where he moved here from. And he said that these two communities have been working on building those mosques for years. Mm-hmm. Like, they bought the property years and years and years ago, and it's become like a step-by-step process that takes many years to complete. Like the mosque in Manchester that they're building has been partially completed for like 3 or 4 years now, and it's still not finished. Mm. So, and it's the same issue. It's small communities trying to raise the money to build these things themselves, and that means they're having to do it very slowly, a piece at a time.
Right.
And that's slowing them down, whereas the Malik Center is turnkey. We walk in, do a quick remodel that'll take about 3 weeks, and then open the door, and we're ready to roll. And then if a year down the line, inshallah, expand the prayer space. But again, the mosque still function while that's going on, and it's not, you know, and 2 more years before we open to do that. But we're open and running and servicing the community.
I'm super excited about it, and you know, obviously I'm proud that the Shire Free Church is able to help out in this case by donating the property for the purpose, which is wonderful. It's going to take our existing property that is currently just being rented and turn that into a religious purpose, which is of course what we're here to do, is spread peace, and so it's I think it's going to be a wonderful synergy. It's a bit of a bumpy road to of course get some folks out of a house that have been living there for a while and get things cleaned up in a short period of time. So those are some of our challenges that we're facing, but hopefully we're going to get this thing rolling sometime. You'll be able to officially open up in October if all goes well. You're already receiving some interest from the media. The Keen Sentinel reached out to you today, I believe it was.
Yeah, and they're all really interested. They wanted to talk to local Muslims who had been trying. They wanted to talk to the local imam who had moved. And they're really interested in the idea of us coming there to create, you know, specifically for the purpose of creating this community, in the Keene, New Hampshire area. Of course they ask the normal questions about, you know, am I afraid of opposition or, you know, conservative groups trying to shut us down and that kind of stuff. And it, you know, that's something that comes along
I deal with that
in my work every day, you know. So like, it's okay, so a conservative is mad that I'm doing something. Well, then I guess that means it's Tuesday, you know. So to me, that's just another day in the life, you know. Just it's just the extra. There is a lot of extra responsibility that will now I'm taking on to be the caretaker and actually run this community and be the one who makes sure these doors are open every day for the local Muslims, make sure that it's open all winter for, you know, local homeless to come warm up during the daytime and keeping it functioning, keeping it clean, And keeping it successful is basically going to rest on my shoulders.
Well, we'll keep updating our listeners. You've reached more than 50% of your goal, but folks who want to help out, you don't have to be a Muslim if you like Will and you like his activism for the Libertarian Party that he's done, and if you've met him at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, as he's been feeding hundreds of people at these freedom festivals during Ramadan, and you appreciate his activism, you appreciate his dedication, then head on over to launchgood.com, search for New Hampshire. You'll find his fundraiser there. You can read more about it at freekeen.com. Thanks, Will. We'll continue.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. We've been talking mostly throughout the show about the so-called justice system. We're going to get back into Daryl's story about judges routinely allowing in really questionable
science.
Yeah, science, so-called science that has been disproven plenty of times, but it still sort of is considered to be legitimate within the court system, so they let it happen.
Right, and this is largely because judges rely based on court precedent
rather than science.
Right, because, you know, well, we've got to go based off of the laws and, you know, common law, and, well, science isn't part of what got passed by Congress or what got ruled by the Supreme Court or some, you know, appellate court above us.
They're more interested in the opinion of attorneys rather than, you know, any kind of scientific method of proving what does and does not work.
Correct.
So we'll continue with that here in moments. But I do want to let you know about how you can get some help from a real anarchist during tax season. And that is our friend Melanie. She does taxes. She's an accountant. And she's actually kind of striking out on her own here coming up for the tax season in 2018. But if you're going to be filing taxes in 2018 and you want to save as much as you possibly can or not pay as much as you can, you know, avoid paying, then you need to hire somebody who knows what they're doing. And that's you, Melanie.
Yes.
You've got a website. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So if you have a small business, you're kind of doing some side work, something like that, or maybe your main thing is all self-employed, but you can't hide it. So you would come to me before the end of the year, and I have a lot of people who I look over their stuff every month. Just depends on what kind of volume they're doing, what they have going on. Because whereas some stuff is retroactive, like if you're just an individual and you need to put more money in a IRA, you can do that after the first of the year. If you're a business that needs to make a purchase or something like that, that needs to happen before December 31st. So if you come to me on, you know, January 5th, if there's
too late.
Yeah.
So start planning now. Get in touch with Melanie sooner rather than later. Whether you need her just for the end of the year taxes or for ongoing bookkeeping, you do that too.
Yes.
Right? So whatever kind of level of assistance you need with all that stuff. That's not why you got into business. You didn't get into business so you could keep the books, right? You got into business to provide a product or service to people, and the books are just sort of something you have to do. And why not have somebody who actually appears to enjoy doing that kind of thing do it for you? And that's Melanie, and she hates the state, so she's going to do everything she can to make sure your liability to them is as low as possible. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I hate the state more than any other
attorney or accountant.
Well, that also, but that's not enough of hate for the state for me. I mean, you know, anything you want to dismantle, you hate pretty badly. So
how can people contact?
It's on
tax.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
That takes you right to her website, which is a little longer. So just go to tax.freetalklive.com, and you can get in touch with Melanie directly there.
Excellent.
All right, so let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
You know, Washington and what happened in Virginia happened in my lifetime, okay? And not to mention the eclipse today, okay? But the eclipse has nothing to do with the issue of race. Well, you could say, you know, a dark plague has,
You're going to try to compare the eclipse to race?
Well, it was dark, you know. So you could say the dark.
You are a man obsessed. You are just.
And what
are you
that
for real?
And what the? I am for real. Okay? I am for real. As a matter of fact, if you want, I'll bring Richard Spencer.
What I want you to do is stop yelling into your damn phone because you're breaking up. It's hard to understand you. What was that, Melanie?
To be fair, there was a mainstream media article on why the eclipse is racist. Someone sent to me and wanted me to talk about
it.
And I'm like, no, this is not.
I fit right into that mold.
Here's why the meteor crashing into the earth is racist.
You fit right into the mold of the mainstream media. That's nothing to brag about, Ralph.
Yeah, Melanie, good evening to you. Now, you know, the Virginia, is that the you know, the coming, you know, race war, civil war in this country? And I mean, one thing to ask this question as far as the white guilt is concerned, okay? Considering that the biggest deal of Negro animals is to turn this country as under.
I can't understand. I can't understand what you're saying at this point. You know, it's a shame, Ralph. It's a shame you don't call on Skype, because it would be a lot easier to understand you if you would take a moment to do that. But you never do, so we're just going to have to hang up the call, because it's hard to understand you. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. I did find that story, or at least a story, as Vox.com headline, quote, "The eclipse is racist," unquote, how one bad article sparked a conservative pile-on. This from Tara Gulshan. "A case of solar eclipse metaphor gone terribly, terribly wrong has become a conservative talking point about the left and racism. Last week, The Atlantic reprinted a Democracy, a Journal of Ideas article, which attempted to make a hard-to-parse point about race in America in the context of the solar eclipse. The thesis of the article was that the regions experiencing the total eclipse are mostly inhabited by white people, and also America has a history of racism. It was quickly picked up by far-right pundits and conservative media."
Because it's ridiculous. So now they're trying to come back and say, oh, it was a joke. No,
I also saw something, you know, several weeks ago, possibly month and a half ago, where they looked at the map and they're like, everywhere that's going to be in the path of totality voted for Donald Trump.
So it's a sign
from
God?
Donald Trump caused the eclipse, apparently. I don't know. Like,
is it a sign from God that they were wrong or that they were right?
Well, there was a woman on Facebook who wanted...
I don't know.
Somebody was having an eclipse party, and she wanted them to reschedule the eclipse to better fit with her children's school schedule.
Yeah, the kids went back to school today. Can't we have this on a weekend?
I don't know. I'm slacking. Apparently all these other people can cause and prevent eclipses, but like, I just have no idea how to do that.
The government can stop the eclipse. They can put time on hold. It was quickly picked up by far-right pundits and conservative media as the left's attempt to make everything about racism. They even have Alex Jones tweeting about it.
Well, if you're writing an article about how the eclipse is racist, that is an attempt to make everything about racism.
The Daily Caller bashed the article with the headline, quote, "The eclipse is racist because it fails to affect enough black people, The Atlantic suggests," unquote. The article comes on the heels, of course, of the Charlottesville white supremacist rally in which one anti-racism demonstrator was killed. Donald Trump equivocated his condemnation of neo-Nazis after the incident, prompting backlash from both Republicans and Democrats. But Trump's core supporters brushed it off as yet another mainstream knock against Trump. And last Wednesday, former presidential candidate Herman Cain went on Sean Hannity's show to say, quote, "They couldn't make Russia, Russia, Russia stick. They couldn't make refugees, refugees, refugees stick. So now the desperate attempt is racism, racism, racism." Anyway, that just seems more like a summary of some stuff that happened than more about the eclipse. But there you go. That gives you... There's more to the story, but it's not really worth talking about.
That's not even a story. Yeah. It's just random sentences.
So there's more coming up here in moments. Toll-free moment. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
I think an AI wrote that article.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit SolarC.us to see EMP testing. That's SolarC.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using Estroblock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio where you can take control of the airwaves here with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl. We're going to get back into your calls and thoughts, and of course you can dial in about anything you want to discuss. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Still to come, more on the disavowed science that is relatively accepted in courtrooms across America. Daryl's got more on that story, and but first, your calls and your thoughts are welcome. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to bring up that I voted for the counselor, Pat Davis, and when I went to his forum, he was in favor of the ART.
The ART, which is the Albuquerque Rapid Transit.
Yeah, that like $50 billion boondoggle or something.
Some amount of billions. Yes, it's definitely a boondoggle that was, as you've called about, the only reason we know what it is because Sarah's called about it in the past on more than one occasion, where they have to tear up, I believe it was Route 66, you know, the sort of classic retail strip there in Albuquerque. or at least part of it runs through Albuquerque, and they got to tear that up, and then they got to add a big old lane for this ARC thing. This
And it's going to be right in the middle
of the
middle
street. Of the road. Yep, and so they're going to take out at least a couple lanes of traffic in order to get this thing in, so it's actually going to make traffic more congested. It's going to make it more difficult to get where you need to go. It's going to make it take longer.
And then the pedestrians are going to have to cross the street to get there,
and they're going to go to the middle of the
street. Sarah, you know, is always concerned about the people that get run over all the time twice by multiple cars. No, that's just going to wind up increasing the possibility that a pedestrian gets hit because they're going to have to now cross the street to get to the rapid transit that is supposed to prevent them from driving and something get run over.
You know, I just want to say Pat Davis, he won by 70% in District 6. So I voted in that election. So, okay,
and you said he supports the rapid transit program?
That's correct. That when he was, I went to his forum, and he says, Mayor Barry, he wants the ART, so I support it. I'm in favor of it.
But that's why he supports it, because another politician supports it? I mean, that's not a really good reason to do something, right? If somebody else is doing it, that's why you do it? Not because you've actually looked at the program, not because you've looked at the numbers, you've looked at what people are saying to you about it, you've made any kind of consideration in any way, shape, or form. It's just, the mayor's in favor of it, so I guess I should be, too. This is the kind of person you support for city council, huh?
Voted, okay? People want other people to vote, somebody else to decide, somebody else to vote, and they get mad about it. He was clearly in support of the ART.
Wait a minute. Can you run that by me one more time? People want somebody else to decide, somebody else to vote? They get mad about it? What does that mean?
Okay. Voter apathy. People don't want to bother to vote. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So then what little people showed up, he won by 70%. So people voted for him in favor of the ART.
And I don't want to bother to run Shell Oil, but I also don't want them to come and tear up the road either. Voting is you're operating as a board member of either the United States federal government or one of the subsidiaries, and that's kind of like a really big job if you're having to hire and fire, you know, CEOs of companies and city councils or whatever they're calling them, essentially just, you know, the managers.
City councilor, he's an Albuquerque city councilor. He won by the constituents, by the voters. And he was
Sarah, hold on. You do realize that the city councilors get to draw the city council district, so the councilors basically pick their constituents, and if, you know, the vast majority of the people, and I don't know what voter turnout was in the Albuquerque municipal election, but municipal elections have very low voter turnout, and that's largely because people feel that their vote doesn't matter. And when you've got somebody that won by 70% of the vote, then the people that didn't vote are then, you know, in their minds thinking, well, didn't make any difference if I showed up to vote because my one vote wouldn't have changed the results. So it's not necessarily apathy of I don't care who gets elected. A lot of times it's apathy of there's nobody worth voting for, so what difference does it make?
Then shut up and be quiet and just accept it. Because you never bother. That's what I'm talking about. Okay,
I don't live in Albuquerque, but I can still have opinions about things going on there because you call and ask me questions about things going on in Albuquerque. Or do you want me to just sit and be quiet and not answer the questions that you ask me?
Well, I'm talking about people that are fighting the ART now. Well, then don't complain. You never bothered to vote. You never participated.
The ARP was not a ballot initiative. The ARP was never on the ballot. This guy did not have one issue of ARP and nothing else. That is not...
ART, but yes.
But he made it very clear that he was in support of public transit.
And that was his only issue. You're telling me that was this guy's only position on any issue? He had no other issues. He got elected because of that and other reasons.
Where did he stand on the soda tax, Sarah? That's another big thing that you call in about all the time. Where did he stand on the soda tax?
Oh, look, I'm going to stick on this issue here.
She is so bad at answering questions. You know, Sarah, we can't have a conversation if you won't actually answer a question. Thanks for the call tonight. Maybe you can answer some questions next time.
And then she just, you know, repeats her initial point over and over and over again. Yeah. It's not really a conversation ever.
Well, we try. I mean, we do.
Oh, I know we try
to have a conversation with her. Every now and then, you can get an answer out of her, but it never even matters. Like whatever it is that she's. Most of the time, she won't answer a question directly. But if she ever does, it doesn't register with her. So, like,
right.
when we've pointed out to her on multitude of occasions that because she supports the state or the government or whatever, she does support violence being used against her neighbors. And there was one time where I think she did actually sort of begrudgingly acknowledge that violence would be used.
Right. And, you know, she also acknowledged a couple of times that, you know, she's a big advocate of, again, the soda tax. She's also an advocate of increasing taxes on cigarettes, increasing taxes on, you know, various things, gasoline. Well, if you increase the tax on gasoline, fewer people will drive, and then this and that and the other thing. You increase the tax on soda, fewer people buy soda.
That's not even true. The demand for gasoline is pretty inelastic.
Right, but still, you know, using that logic of you increase a tax and it drives down demand. Well, what happens, Sarah, when you increase the tax on income? Does that not incentivize people to make less money so that their taxes don't go up? And that's where the disconnect is. She's like, no, that's just different.
Well, first of all, she has no economic experience whatsoever. I mean, you can't ask a welfare recipient, a lifetime welfare recipient, questions about income tax.
Right. But again, you can ask somebody a question about logic. Of you said this.
Not so Sarah. No, you can't. Not Sarah.
I've asked her the question.
And?
You said that increasing the tax on soda drives down the number of people that buy soda.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, that's why I support it. Okay, well, when you increase taxes on employment, doesn't that disincentivize people to make more money? And she's like, no, just because that's different.
Because I said so.
Right, because, you know, like, she can logic occasionally, but she can't logic consistently.
I don't think she's logicking. I think that there's some Democratic Initiative Party affiliation down there who's handing out a list of, call every radio station on Earth and say these five things.
No, I think she listens to NPR, George Norrie, and then calls in about a topic that she heard earlier in the day.
She does seem to have her pet topics, that much is for sure. But she'll also sometimes randomly call about stuff. The other night, she was calling about Atlantis right at the very end of the show, so we didn't get a chance to get her latest on that. So she ranges from usually calling about traffic-related frustrations for her.
And cities on the moon.
Well, that's kind of the Atlantis category. Then she gets into the Atlantis cities on the moon.
Well, no, because you can put cities on the moon eventually.
No, she believes they're already there. She believes they're there.
They're there. The astronauts that went up in the 60s saw them.
Yeah. All right. So more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. The toll-free number, 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you join us right now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can get behind the LRN.FM Patreon for $2 a month if you support our satellite broadcasting that we do, Free Talk Live, and all the other great shows on LRN.FM, including the Daryl's various different selections of shows. Dozens of liberty-oriented podcasts and live shows are available for you on LRN.FM, and most of us take it for granted because we can get it on the Internet anytime, but a lot of people don't have the Internet, especially if they're in sub-Saharan Africa, for instance, which is where one of our satellites broadcasts over. And there's also a satellite over North and Central America. If you want to help support those satellite channels that are broadcasting the ideas of Liberty 24/7, then get behind the Patreon for $2 a month over at fund.lrn.fm, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. There's a short three-minute video there that'll kind of introduce you to what's going on and what free-to-air satellite is and how it helps people around the globe who are not, you know, particularly well off connect with these ideas very, very affordably. So check it out over at fund.lrn.fm. Daryl, let's get back into the original story that, I don't know, we started like an hour ago.
Yes.
About these sciences, which, as you said, Melanie, are better described as the crime lab rather than science lab.
They call it.
Yeah, they call it crime lab.
Most St. Tammany call it the crime lab. A lot of jurisdictions call it the crime lab.
And that makes it sound like there's science going on, but what you say is, and what this article says,
well, there's a laboratory.
There's a bunch of bunk going on.
Yeah.
And they're using that bunk to convict people of things.
Right. And backing up just a little bit in the article. And
where's this from again?
The Associated Press.
Okay, got it.
It says that, you know, these various things are persuasive to jurors because they see it played out on Law and Order and CSI.
Sure, we matched a hair to another hair. We matched a shoe print to another shoe print.
tire tracks, you know, various things, the print on the jeans, and, you know,
it's a match.
That doesn't matter that, you know, like, Levi Strauss sells multiple pairs of jeans that look exactly the same because you don't really make money by only selling one pair. Here are some of the rulings, again, just from the last year, that show that judges are reluctant to rule against these things and actually, you know, go in favor of actual science. A judge in Pennsylvania ruled prosecutors can call an expert witness to testify about bite marks found on a murder victim's body, despite 29 wrongful arrests and convictions nationwide attributed to unreliable bite mark evidence. Since the year 2000, a Connecticut judge allowed prosecutors to present evidence that a footprint was made by a specific shoe belonging to a man accused of murder, despite a 2016 finding by the President's Council on Council of Advisors on Science and Technologies that such associations are, quote, unsupported by any meaningful evidence or estimates of their accuracy. And a federal judge in Chicago rejected a request to exclude testimony of government experts to describe firearm and tool mark comparisons they performed on bullets collected at crime scenes in the trial of hobos gang members. The judge reasoned that defense lawyers were free to cross-examine the government's experts. Two reports by scientific boards have sharply criticized the use of such forensic evidence, and universities that teach it are moving away from visual analysis, essentially eyeballing it, and going towards more precise biometric tools. Some defense lawyers fear that any progress that they've made on strengthening forensic sciences may be lost under President Trump. In April, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced that the Department of Justice would disband the National Commission on Forensic Science, an independent panel of scientists, researchers, judges, and attorneys that have been studying how to improve the reliability of forensics practices.
So they're just chucking that out. Oh, yeah, we don't need these guys around here anymore. Let's just go with whatever the cop scientists say, and we'll just believe them.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Some forensic methods have been questioned by defense lawyers for years, but it wasn't until 2009 that the National Academy of Sciences, a nonprofit consisting of some of the nation's most distinguished researchers, released a report that found that, with the exception of DNA, many methods had not been tested enough to even be considered valid. The report said, quote, the simple reality is that the interpretation of forensic evidence is not always based on scientific studies to determine its validity. That is a serious problem.
Yeah, probably very, very rarely based on any actual science.
Some forensic methods. Oh, wait, no, that's what I just read. The National Registry of Exonerations at the University of California, Irvine, has documented more than 2,000 exonerations since 1989.
Wow.
Nearly one-fourth list false or misleading forensic evidence as a contributing factor. And a report last fall from the President's Council, you know, the one that he's getting rid of.
Yeah, disbanding.
Criticized several feature comparison methods, which attempt to determine whether a sample from a crime scene is associated with a sample from a suspect by comparing patterns. The council said those methods, including analysis of shoe prints, tire tracks, latent fingerprints, firearms, and spent ammunition, need more study to determine their reliability and their error rates. When the reliability of forensic evidence is challenged through DNA testing or other new evidence, it often results in the granting of a new trial, even if there is no other strong evidence against a defendant.
And we've seen plenty of error rates on some basic so-called scientific tools, like the drug testing kits that they have for the sides of the road.
Oh, the field tests?
Yep.
Yeah, we actually talked about those a few weeks ago, where there was the couple several years ago that wound up getting busted, raided for, you know, the growing marijuana, but all that was found was some tomato plants and a couple herbs. Well, we did a field test on this wet, clumpy stuff, and it came up that it was
marijuana,
even though it was actually loose tea leaves.
Uh-huh.
They never sent it to a lab to be tested.
No,
they
just
did a field test.
And these things air out all the time. And they also would have you believe that the dogs, the drug dogs, are in some way scientific. And there's been plenty of studies on those that show how easily manipulable.
Those don't work at all.
Yeah.
Right. And I would love to see somebody try to challenge the validity of the drug dog during a trial.
It must have been done. I'm sure we've talked about something like that before.
Not a valid witness throw out all of his testimony. Because if a cop winds up contradicting themselves throughout their testimony, in theory, you can get them tossed as an invalid witness. Continuing with the article here, in 2015, the DOJ revealed that FBI agents had overstated the strength of their evidence for decades, in many cases involving microscopic hair analysis. The FBI now acknowledges that microscopic hair analysis is inconclusive and uses it only in conjunction with DNA testing. Kirk Odom was 18 when he was charged with raping a woman at gunpoint in Washington, D.C. An FBI agent testified that a hair on the woman's nightgown was indistinguishable from Odom's, a conclusion he said he reached only 8 or 10 times during thousands of analysis.
Right, but how many other times, how many other hairs would also be indistinguishable? Plenty of them, because they're just hairs.
Odom says, "I kept saying, they're lying, that's not my hair." He spent 22 years in prison before exonerated after DNA testing of the hair and other evidence excluded him from being the rapist.
Wasn't even a possibility.
Correct.
After the actual scientific test.
The president's counsel also found that bite mark evidence does not meet scientific standards and is unlikely to ever do so. That did not surprise Keith Harward, a former Navy sailor who spent 33 years in prison for the 1982 killing of a man and the rape of a man's wife in Newport News, Virginia. Forensics dentist testified that his teeth matched the bite mark on the woman's legs. But in 2014, DNA test matched sperm at the scene to his, a former shipmate of his who had died years earlier in prison after being convicted of a different crime. One of the experts was Dr. Lowell Levine, an odontologist who testified in the case of serial killer Ted Bundy, linking Bundy to the 1978 murder of a college student. Harward said, "Here comes some guy waltzing up into the courtroom with these normal, everyday people in the jury. I testified in the Ted Bundy case. Boom, that
conviction.
Was the nail in my coffin.
Wow.
I was done. The jury was hypnotized."
Jeez.
There's much more to this. I'll post the link over to the Facebook and the Twitter.
But, you really touched on some of the most important stuff. Hair analysis, bite mark analysis, all this stuff is basically garbage. And, unless you actually look at the DNA level.
Right. And then they get in to talk about some of the tool mark analysis.
So, you're going to post that on the Facebook and Twitter for Free Talk Live. And you can go to facebook.freetalklive.com or twitter.freetalklive.com to find either of those feeds. And don't forget to check out Melanie on her website at tax.freetalklive if you need some tax help or bookkeeping. And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.